KSR News, I'm John Scott. The spring home buying season off to a sluggish start.
Sales of previously occupied homes fell 4.3% in March from the previous month. The National Association of Realtors adds that's the first monthly decline in sales since December. Existing home sales also fell 3.7% compared with March of last year. Interest rates could be to blame. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage has not gone below the 6.6% it averaged 3 months ago. The national median sales price is just over $393,000. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNNews.com, in remarks, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate essentially ignored the House's impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
It doesn't make any difference whether our friends on the other side thought he should have been impeached or not. He was. And by doing what we just did, we have in effect ignored the directions of the House, which were to have a trial. Had no evidence, no procedure. This is a day that's not a proud day in the history of the Senate.
Senators voting to dismiss both articles of impeachment and end the proceedings, with Democrats arguing that the articles were unconstitutional. Poland's prosecutors say a Polish man has been arrested on allegations of being ready to assist an alleged plot by Russia's military intelligence to assassinate Ukraine's President Zelensky. EU member Poland has been a staunch supporter of Ukraine and Zelensky. On Wall Street, the Dow is losing 53 points, the NASDAQ 73 points in the red. This is SRN News. Another troubling new medical trend is emerging.
A growing number of people, usually the young, are seeking to have parts of their body amputated in order to live as a disabled person. The medical community has labeled this, quote, body integrity dysphoria. And in Canada last month, doctors removed two perfectly healthy fingers from the hand of a 20-year-old. Doctors say this isn't any different than performing a sex change operation on someone so they can live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona, not the only state without 150-year-old abortion ban that could go back into effect now that Roe v. Wade has been repealed. Wisconsin has a law from 1849 that bans abortion unless it's necessary to save the life of the mother. Wisconsin AG Josh Call filed a lawsuit arguing the law is not valid, and a judge agreed, but the case has been appealed out to the state Supreme Court. This is SRN News. The foreign ministry in Burkina Faso has expelled three French diplomats for what it called subversive activities.
Since Captain Ibrahim Traoré came to power in a military coup in 2022, Burkina Faso has distanced itself from Paris and moved closer to Moscow. Although the foreign ministry said the diplomats had engaged in subversive activities, it's understood the real reason is that they'd held meetings with members of civil society. Last December, four French officials were arrested, allegedly for being intelligence agents, but the embassy said they were IT support staff.
BBC correspondent Richard Hamilton. A strong 6.6 earthquake struck southwest Japan, left 9 people with minor injuries. The Tremblor also caused damage, such as burst water pipes and small landslides, but there was no danger of a tsunami. More details at SRNNews.com.